with others, so maybe you have this heta of Trekhova Mishtami. May one pick up.
If it's not a Torah mitzvah, just don't have a heta.
Well, the head of Trekha Olam Shtami has nothing to do with Tzorach Mitzvah. I'm just saying by Zmius, you have two Eterim. May one pick up, hold the baby girl who's over 3 years old. If she needs to be picked up, so then you could do that. But if you're just being up wanted to feel close to you, whatever, you should not do that. Does it make a difference if it's your sister? It does not make a difference. If one thinks he forgot Masha Beruach and started Shmoneh Esrei again, but while in the middle of his second Shmoneh Esrei, he remembers that he really said Masha Beruach the first time, what should he do? Okay, so if he starts Shmoneh Esrei again, and he's in the middle of the first bracha we're talking about, because if he finished the first bracha, so then it's just continuing. If he's already passed Mechaya Mesim, so then just continue. But if he's in the middle of the first bracha, the real thing we should do is to stop and continue from where he left off the first time. Okay, if one's head is, because you see, if he remembers, so then this bracha is a bracha of Atala. And since he didn't have it in mind to make a twelfth and a dollar, because he thought he forgot. So it's a bracha of Atala, and so he has to stop wherever he is. If one's head is missing, and he finds another head in the place that he left his, can he take it? Can he use it? Now, if his head is missing, and he finds another head in the place he left his, and maybe it is his hat, he can assume that it's his hat, and he can take it. But if he knows it's not his hat, and I think that's the question, he cannot take it, and the only way he could take it is if you say that people are not makbid, which hat you have, which I don't think is the case. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you came to shul, you took off your rubbers on on your shoes, and then when you want to leave, your rubbers are missing. Someone else's rubbers are there, so evidently mixed it up. He said you can take the other one's rubbers. People don't care. My rubbers, your rubbers. It's all the same thing. So therefore, it's mutter. But I don't think you can say that about a hat. So you cannot take it. The chances are that he should leave it there, whichever hat you found. The chances are that he might realize after a while, either he or his wife or someone, that it's not his hat, then he'll come back and look for his hat and take it and bring back your hat. It could be not. There was someone who, whenever he went to a shul or to a public gathering, like to a chasna or to, so he took his coat and he pulled the sleeves inside his coat, inside out, so that people should not mistake it for their coat. So one time he comes and his coat's gone. So he got the. There was one coat left, and it had the person's name in it. So he got in touch with this person, and he said, you know, I think by mistake you took my coat, not your coat. He said, because your coat is hanging here. She says, I was wondering why someone put my sleeves in my coat. So some people are so absent-minded that they'll never notice. Now, if it's going to stay there, so if it's a raincoat, you kind of assume you have to wait till the next rain when a person would wear a raincoat to that the person might figure out that it's not his or not. But if it's a hat, which people wear all the time, so after a while, I would give it 30 days. If that's still there, you can take the hat and you write down in your notebook where you found it, when it got mixed up, how much it's worth, and what's the money there on the hat. And if someone says related, and then you can cover on yourself. If it's going to someone come and ask for that in the future, you give it to him, and then you could wear it, or you can sell it, throw it in the garbage, you can do whatever you want. If one is passing by Saul Levinson and sees that a mess is being carried out, is he hired to him love the mace? If the mace is a frum person, yes, you mukhid him love the mace. If he's not a frum person, you're not mukhid him love the mace. At this point, I think that you can assume that, if you don't know who it is, that most of the mesim that are processed by Saul Levinson are not frum. If one sees a bird's nest with eggs in it and he does not need the eggs, is there a mitzvah du shluch hakan? What should he do if the mother bird won't fly away? Okay, so let's first discuss where there's mitzvah shluch hakan. Shluch hakan only applies ki motzei kan tzipa lefanecha. You'll find it. That means that it was not something which is in a inhabited area, where on someone's property. If the nest on someone's property, so it belongs to the one who owns the property, and even he cannot make sure how come on it, because it's not ki yikare. Yikare means your chance on it. That means it's in a hefkadiga place. But once in someone's property, and chaytzer shel adam koyin lo shlamidatai, so it's owned by someone, there's no mitzvah shluch hakan. If that person wants to be kind mitzvah shluch hakan, the only way he can do it is he's mafka the kan in front of three people, so then it is hefka. Then it's possible kind the mitzvah.
What if it's on something like yeshiva property?
Pardon?
What if it's on yeshiva property?
Is on yeshiva property, the yeshiva is not kainet, because ain't yad lahegdish, and it is possible to kind of mitzvah. But there's some other particulars which we have to keep in mind. One of them is that the only time that this mitzvah shluch hakan is only if the mother is sitting on the eggs or on the chicks. But if the mother's not sitting on it, so there's no mitzvah shluch hakan. So what happens to the father sitting on it? So then there's no mitzvah shluch hakan. So many birds, during the day the father sits on the eggs, and during the night the mother sits on the eggs. And by some birds it's the opposite. So you have to know if it's the father on the eggs or the mother on the eggs. Not easy to tell which one it is. There's something special about doves and pigeons, that once they get together to decide that they want to make a home together and to make the nest together, they do not separate from each other. They, for the whole period of time, from the time they decided to make a nest together until all the chicks are ready to fly out and it's an empty nest, that means that they will fly. They stick together through thick and thin, and they do not separate from each other. That's something special about pigeons and doves. But in other birds, it's not necessarily that way. They can divorce their wife. They can, but they also usually have. When it comes to the hatching eggs, they march and put it in the teva. So one person, especially when they are hatched, so these chicks need food. So one of them has to go and get the food. If the mother is the only one who sits on the eggs, the mother goes and gets food for them, like worms and whatever they can find. So then they can.